I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We're visiting the Children's Theater Workshop yet again on this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. This is the second week we'll be here at this nonprofit organization, as last week we met Amy Reed. She's the Executive Artistic Director at the CTW. Now, in this episode, we'll focus mainly on the children enrolled in the programming here at the CTW. But we'll begin with a quick recap from Amy, who explains the importance that theater plays in the lives of these young actors, directors, and playwrights.
There are a lot of kids who don't belong in other aspects of young people's lives, sports, for example. Maybe they're not that great at school. And so for many of our young people, theater is the one place where they're weird, looks like everybody else is weird. So it's home for a lot of kids. There's also so many great memories of participating in a theater process. Any theater kid can tell you about the wonderful culture of participating in a play. But beyond that, there's also, as far as I can see, there is a form of literacy that is acquired when one participates in theater over the span of your life. You learn to stand up and speak. You learn articulation and elocution, and you learn how to capture people's attention with just your mere physical presence. And that's a skill that anybody could use. So there's a wide variety of reasons, both personal and short-term and long-term and academic, that young people have a right to engage in theater.
And you don't just have to take Amy's word for it. These young students enrolled in the CTW seem to agree with her. I know this because I was able to interview them during one of the rehearsals for an upcoming production. You can meet them as well as we follow along these young thespians learning how they got started in theater and why they love it so much.
I'm Kendi Rollin. I'm 12 years old. After I finished fifth grade, I told my mom I wanted to do an acting thing over the summer, and she found, I went for a week, and then I did, a mini play, and I was like, ooh, I want to do that. The hardest part is memorizing blocking when you have a lot of it. Well, and character trait is hard. Like, if you're playing an old lady, like in the last play I played an old lady, and you have to be like, hello, I'm Anne. And the easiest part is probably lines. I'm good at lines.
My name is Tree Stevens, and I am 10. My cousins introduced me to it. I forget what it was called. I played one of the fairies. I wore a pink tutu, a red shirt, and I had rainbow wings. The hardest part is probably memorizing your lines if you have a lot, and then the easiest part is remembering them.
Memorizing script lines can be difficult for such a young actor, but turns out there are other things that are hard to remember as well.
I'm Bronson, and I'm 8. I'm Bronson, and I'm 10 years old. This is my third play. I've always wanted to try to act and stuff and be an actor. Like, I dressed up in costume and got, a wig and a beard on. It's fun to be on stage and act. You can, everybody sees you and, you get, yeah.
I'm Emily Guy, and I'm 12. And I was 5, I think. And I played this little character that only had, a singing part. But I remember being so happy that I got even a little part. And I've just done it ever since. It's something I enjoy, and it's something that I like doing, and I love it here because everything's so homely and it feels like a family.
My name is Caleb Wise, and I am 18 years old. How did I get involved in theater? Well, it was my music teacher. My music teacher recommended me to do theater, and at first I was skeptical, but I wasn't doing anything at the time. I had just got done doing baseball. And I was like, you know what, I'll do it. I'll go next fall semester, I'll do it. And basically, I got the role of a cowardly lion. And I felt so good in that role. I felt alive. And then I left the football team to continue on with theater and stuff like that this year, because it was a question of legacy for me. I chose theater because it makes me feel home. Do I miss football? Yes. Do I regret making my decision? No.
Hi, my name is Kira Mauder, and I am 12 years old. I've been doing theater here for about 3 years now. I think that it just feels like everybody is so nice to you. You know, they're basically family. Like, when I got there, it felt like I've known these people for ever. I mean, at school, you know, you meet people, and then you find out that you have a lot of things in common. But that takes a little bit of time, but when you have a certain time amount to know each other, then you just have as much fun as you possibly can.
And I hope you've had as much fun as you possibly could in this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries, as we acted almost as flies on the wall, joining the students from the Children's Theater Workshop in Toledo, Ohio. You'll have to tune in next week to see who's up next here on the Rough Draft Diaries. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening. Red,